The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the premier show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
The Rock says. Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
I am sleepy, but I am always happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I know it's early for you, and you know these weekends and these weeks are getting longer in the days, so you're doing a lot more, so I can understand you being a little tired this morning.
Yes, tired and still freshly disappointed from yesterday's scandal.
Yes, Miss J to the Max sent me a text with a picture yesterday of something that she ordered and was hoping it was going to be awesome. And it was shrimp and grits with a whole
with a salad bunch of top, vegetables basically. On it. So, I had to do a double take. I was like, this is not what I ordered. And then I looked and I was like, why do y'all have a salad on top of the shrimp and grits? I don't understand.
Let's see.
And the shrimp was dry.
Oh yeah, it looks dry.
I guess that's what the lemon was for.
Let's see. There's broccoli. There's carrots. There's like, I guess that's some type of like kale or something. The stringy stuff.
There was tomatoes. Yeah. All I needed was salad dressing. Yeah. That was all that was missing. Y'all got some Thousand Island in the back? That's what I wanted to ask.
Now, was this a new spot or is it somewhere that you've been before? You just never tried?
I've never been before and I will never go again. And, you know, just trying to give a small business a chance. And, you know, the owner came over and he's like, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Just checking on you. And I couldn't bring myself to say, this is tragic, because he was so nice. So I just sucked it up. And when I got home, I just cooked dinner because clearly I was still hungry.
I think you said they gentrified my shrimp and grits. I think
they gentrified the shrimp and grits.
The text I got.
I couldn't think. I was like, this is not okay. And they also had on the menu, they had something called, they had a biscuits and gravy on the menu. I said, I can only imagine what that looked like.
The additives to the gravy.
I don't know. They probably had, you know, I don't even know.
Yes, but this was a very, because at first I was like, shrimp and grits? I was like, but why does it look like a vegetable plate?
Exactly. It's like I ordered a side of vegetables.
I was like, that almost looks like my California blend that I like to make.
With some grits on the bottom. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it looked like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and they have a vegetable medley in the frozen food section.
Exactly.
That's what it looked like. They just dumped that on top of the shrimp and grits. And you know what, to be honest, it probably wasn't even grits. It was probably polenta, because you know California. You know, they're weird like that out here.
Well, at least you, you know, gave somebody new some patronage, and sometimes you have to find out what you don't like by having a bad experience, so.
Yes. You know who would not have had a bad experience because they would have recognized that he was the head of the table? They would have came correct with the shrimp and grits if I was with him. Just saying. Or he was going to wreck everybody and leave, so.
What is it? Rack 'em, stack 'em, pin 'em.
Rack them, stack them, pin them. I pre-ordered my shirt too.
You're gonna cut the sleeves.
Wreck them, wreck everyone and leave is they don't have my size.
Okay.
So
are you gonna cut the sleeves off like they do?
I'm gonna get the woman's shirt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I won't have to do it. But I might, because you know these guns.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, Bailey be like cutting her shirts.
See, Bailey has either she's really good at that or she has someone to do it. I've tried to do it before. Me cutting my shirts into a muscle shirt doesn't work well for me. Like, my mom is the seamstress in the family.
Okay. Not me.
I know it sounds weird, like, oh, you can't just cut. No, there's a technique to it to make it look good.
Right.
And I don't have that skill set.
Well, when you get your shirt, you got to take a picture and post it.
Of course. That's going to be the week that we do the WrestleCast with the video on. We're going to do it with the video on because I got to show my shirt off.
Yeah, stay tuned. In May, the Ladies Night SmackDown Matters is coming. So
it's coming your way.
That's right. That's right. So we'll start with this week's episode. Thank you to everybody who's listening through CSPN.us, also SoundCloud, Stitch Radio, iTunes, all the usual places. Cesaro opens things up, but Seth Rollins interrupts him in a hurry. Can't believe what happened last week, because Cesaro is still very good at what he does. Rollins brought Cesaro up because Seth is the modern-day Mr. WrestleMania. Cesaro seems ready to fight now, but here comes Jey Uso to join Seth Rollins. They surround Cesaro, which brings out Daniel Bryan for the save. Daniel Bryan can't believe he has seen this, because someone like Rollins is defending his spot. Daniel Bryan grabs his mic and praises Cesaro for working harder than anyone, including Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan himself. Now that Cesaro is here, maybe Roman Reigns can accept the challenge, or maybe Roman Reigns can come out and jump them from behind, because Roman doesn't really like to fight.
The disrespect.
Roman arrives. He finds this amusing after he destroyed Edge and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. Reigns even has a picture of the double pin on his new shirt. He says that makes Daniel Bryan a loser. And Cesaro following behind him also makes Cesaro a loser too. Roman finds it interesting that Cesaro and Bryan are talking this much when they are surrounded by people who want to hurt them.
Roman was talking big. Wait. They were talking big S-H-I-T.
Cesaro and Daniel Bryan or Roman?
Everybody. But yes, everybody. The thing is, Roman can back. He is up.
You're right. Everybody was talking a lot of trash. Seth Rollins.
It's like
is talking a
George
lot of trash.
Masvidal was talking mad.
Jorge Masvidal. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he got
and that. Got the ass. He's got beat the snot out of him for the second time. There's no excuse this time. So.
Yeah, Usman. I didn't know you were into UFC.
I am. But I don't be paying for it.
Right.
So I just see it when someone posts clips.
Right.
Like the big fights, if right. they post the clips online. Right. But I'll watch like the, like when they come on
ESPN,
when ESPN or something. Yeah, I'll watch them. I think it's pretty, I like the women's, obviously.
Right.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, Chris Weidman broke his leg last night. First kick.
I heard.
Yeah, it was bad. It's the same way like Anderson Silva, same thing he did to Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman got kicked by Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva broke his leg. Now it happened.
I remember that.
Yeah, oof. Same thing happened to Chris Weidman.
I've never broken a bone before, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, this was, yeah, me either. Not going to wait. Now, when I was like a kid, like in elementary school, I was like, you know what? All the kids who break their bones, they seem to get like so much love and attention. I might be able to sacrifice an arm for all the puppies.
No. Please don't.
But now in this stage of my life, no, please don't let anything break or
disappear. It takes longer to heal and you just not afterwards.
Right. So, of course, after all that spicy talking in the beginning, that leads us to a tag team match between Cesaro and Daniel Bryan versus Seth Rollins and Jey Uso. After, like, two commercial breaks, it's getting hot and heavy, and Seth Rollins just walks out on Jey Uso as Cesaro crashes him on the top rope, setting up for the apron superplex. Daniel Bryan comes back in, hits Jey with the running knee, gets the pin, and Cesaro and Daniel Bryan are your winners.
So I was watching SmackDown last night with my homegirl, And she was like, you know, I'm sick of every time I watch this with you, Jay is always losing and getting beat up. I appreciate the disrespect. I said, girl. And she said, when is brother coming back? I said, I don't know, but he needs some help.
Yeah, the Jey Uso love is thick, and they not giving his fans anything to hold on to.
Right. And when is Jimmy coming back?
I heard he was clear, but I guess they just waiting for the right spot.
They need to just go ahead and get this Samoan coalition thing going.
Yeah. I mean,
give us what we want, Vince.
If they was in AEW, they'd already be together because, you know.
Man, it's like 7,000 steps. I told you, I watched my first full episode of Dynamite the week before last. And I was like, okay, this is straight chaotic. Like, every match, it was like 5,000 niggas around the ring. I'm like, am I at a hip-hop concert? What is going on? Like, I'm like, the women's matches were nice and organized and, like, just pure skill. And the men, I'm like, this is just straight chaos everywhere. But it works for them, so.
Yes, there is a lot of chaos. We'll delve deeper into that at the end of the show. After the match, Daniel Bryan grabs the mic and calls out Roman again. Jey Uso tries to jump in from behind, but that earns him an extra long swing from Cesaro, allowing Daniel Bryan to mock Roman for not coming out here to help his family. Bryan thinks Cesaro should swing Jey Uso again. So Cesaro does it even longer this time, as Daniel Bryan talks about how this is disrespectful to Reigns' family and to the head of the table. Still no Roman Reigns, which Bryan thinks means Roman Reigns is scared of losing the title to Cesaro, who seems rather pleased with his efforts in swinging Jey Uso.
They're so disrespectful.
Jey Uso had a rough one to start this night.
He had a whole rough night.
Seth Rollins left him in the dust to get beat up. Then he took
extra Roman punishment. Didn't come help him.
He's like, come on, man. He's been out here to help you at every turn. Where you at to help him? He needs you.
He was, you know, back there catering, getting his refreshments.
You know, Roman does nothing in catering. You know, he sends people to do that for him.
You're right. He was eating his snacks. I just want you to know, Lexus, my cat, has decided to join WrestleCast.
Hello.
Sitting right in front of another camera, right in front of the computer. Yeah, just sitting right in front. Made herself at home on my desk. So welcome, Lexus, to WrestleCast.
Apollo Crews and Commander Aziz interrupt Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville because Apollo Crews has to defend the Intercontinental title tonight. Adam Pearce says, yes, it is true that he does, and it won't be against Big E, but he will get another title shot one day. But tonight, Apollo Crews is going to defend against Kevin Owens.
I could see Kevin Owens as Intercontinental champion again.
Right.
Although I do like the KO Sami Zayn feud.
Oh, yes. They're doing some very interesting. They're going back to the to some Attitude Era types booking with this SmackDown this week. Jey Uso, he's in the back with Kayla. He is sick of the disrespect, and he is ready to stop Cesaro tonight. Now that leads us into Nia Jax versus Tamina.
Tamina's tag team partner Shayna Baszler and Reggie at ringside as well. And now Nia Jax burying her shoulders in the midsection of Tamina.
The irresistible force using her power to her advantage early here with Tamina.
Now, WrestleMania featured four women's matches, the most in WrestleMania history. And everyone was talking about the Nia Shayna versus Tamina Natalya matchup.
25,000 people chanting Tamina's name at WrestleMania. But that doesn't do a damn thing right now, Michael Cole.
I do this for you! You make me come to your show! I gotta do this for you!
Tamina!
Oh!
Slammed Nia Jax at WrestleMania. I think Nia's still heated about
it. Oh, and there, takedown! Desk press takedown, and now the right hand by Tamina! And it's looking for the slam again!
She's going. We're going to get two of them.
And Shayna Baszler trying to help out her partner Nia Jax.
You know, Shayna and Nia didn't start fantastic. They've become a great team. Reggie out here. Tamina was going to suplex, slam Nia Jax yet again, and she
and
gets
look
saved.
At Nia. Nia is hurting as she has to roll out of harm's way, and Tamina continues to take the fight. Now driving Nia Jax into the barricade.
Those walls do not budge, Michael Cole.
This has been it. Oh, and look at Tamina still hammering away on Nia Jax. And unleash Tamina here tonight.
Do something, Shayna. Got the leather jacket on.
And now Nia rolled into the ring. Tamina back in as well.
What was that all about over here?
Well, that's been a vicious.
Reggie's back.
Now Reginald up on the apron and ducks out of harm's way. Shayna pays for it. Nia now from behind.
The distraction works in the end, but I thought Reggie was going to get it there. Shayna saved his life and inevitably eats a boot.
Nia may have a broken nose.
Did you see what's happening when you get
home? Oh, no. This is supposed to be a happy reunion.
And Tamina with the kick to Nia, driving her back toward the corner. And now Tamina rolling Nia Jax up. Shoulders are down, stacks are up. Tamina with the win.
Here is your winner, Tamina.
A lot going on there. Reginald getting involved. Now Shayna trying to explain the actions to Nia. But the bottom line here tonight is Tamina with a massive win, Pat, over one half of the tag team champions.
Massive for Tamina. And there seems to be some drama popping off with Reggie, Nia, and Shayna.
Tamina been on a roll. I'm here for it.
Watching this match, I was like, ooh, somebody might get hurt in this match. And it might not be Tamina.
I loved it. It wasn't Tamina. Our girl is on a roll. I like that they're finally giving her a chance.
Yeah, and they were highlighting it, too. They were highlighting the WrestleMania pop that she had and the people cheering for her. So, yeah, maybe they're listening to the folks a little bit here when it comes to Tamina.
Okay, because we were behind her. I'm like, come on, Tamina, you got this. Yes, get what Kevin Dunn. Get him up out of there, please. He should have been one of the releases that got sent to somebody in a garbage bag.
Kevin Dunn ain't going nowhere. That's like in the old days when Vince's dad, right before Vince bought the company, right? Mm-hmm. Kevin Dunn's dad was like the producer for Vince McMahon Sr. And they were traveling somewhere and their car caught on fire when they were transporting the tapes, because I think they transported the tapes between DC and Baltimore or something like that,
mm-hmm,
to put on TV. And the car caught on fire and Kevin Dunn rescued the tapes out of the car. So Kevin Dunn is indebted to WWE for life.
I'm sure Vince has repaid the debt time and time again by keeping him on payroll all these years.
But that's the reason why he's on payroll for all these years. Because it ain't because he's an awesome producer or anything like that.
Can he retire, though?
Them camera cuts going to give somebody an epileptic seizure.
Don't watch that stuff while you hungover because you've been messed around and threw up.
Kevin Owens interview, he's saying he wasn't expecting an Intercontinental title shot tonight, but he'll certainly take it. Can't wait to take Cruz off of his perch. And then here comes Big E to interrupt, saying to say that this should be his title match. Owens says he's getting the match, and then after his title opportunity, he's going to take it and make it his title. Big E starts to laugh, and they laugh back and forth, but Big E ain't really happy about none of this.
I seen it in his face. He did let the whole ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. You're not funny, nigga. One of those laughs.
Daniel Bryan is in the back. He asks Adam Pearce to make Cesaro versus Roman Reigns a thing, and he tries to get a little intimidating in his, I guess this is a
demand. His demands.
Yes, of Adam Pearce. Again, they should keep Adam Pearce on this show. Well, no, give Sonya Deville this show and let Adam Pearce do Raw.
Yeah, because Sonya Deville will be doing just fine.
Because Adam Pearce is super weak on this show. Every time he's in the backstage thing, he looks like he about to run away and go cry in the car.
He's going to go cry to Kevin Dunn.
So now it's time for Kevin Owens versus Apollo Crews, Intercontinental title match. The threat of the frog splash sends Apollo Crews to the outside. So Kevin Owens just reverses course and hits the frog splash to Apollo Crews on the outside. Back in, Commander Aziz distracts Kevin Owens.
And that drink.
That lets Apollo Crews roll him up and get the pin and retain the Intercontinental title. After the match, Kevin Owens hits Crews with the stunner, but Aziz comes in with a Nigerian nail to leave Kevin Owens laying. Yeah, he's, got stuff coming out of the mouth.
Excellent. Coughing up body fluids.
Yes, excellent sales job by Kevin Owens. And then, while he's down in pain, here comes Sami Zayn, who is on commentary.
Well, Kevin Owens was giving us a preview of what was going to happen to Jorge Masvidal. That was foreshadowing.
Sami Zayn comes in the ring and does the moves with Sami all over Kevin Owens' body, prone in the middle of the ring.
Sami Zayn is a hater. I love it.
Are you a fan of these dance moves?
They work for him. They work for him.
He was on Talking Smack, and he was like, Paul Heyman was like, yes, Kayla says she wants to dance with you. Go dance. And Sammy was like, well, Kayla, you can't really, be taught how to dance like this. It's just something that's in you. I mean, you could go to dance school, but really, it's just something that's just already inside.
I feel like Sami Zayn, like Lana, they dance to whatever lyrics they're hearing instead of the actual beat, the instruments. Or the rhythms, they dance to the lyrics. So, no, you can't be taught that. That is something that is in you. Thank God, because I don't have that in me. I don't think any black person does.
Paul Heyman is here to praise Cesaro. He even says that he loves him in a professional way. Cesaro made a name for himself with just one name. Cesaro is Paul Heyman's favorite Cesaro. But when it comes to the challenge, here's a spoiler. Roman Reigns will give you his answer himself tonight.
They must have gave a lot of people the night off on Friday.
I just think that there was
probably... Because we only had, three matches, and one of them lasted for three commercial breaks.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is that there are some people who had to quarantine after WrestleMania. Because Raw and SmackDown's roster have been kind of lacking the past 2 days.
Yeah.
But that's nothing official. That's just me speculating. Apollo Crews says, if you listen, you can hear his royal ancestors celebrating him beating Kevin Owens. Let that sound stop anyone from thinking they can take the title from him. He's about to continue his promo when Big E jumps in from behind. Beats him down, throws him into all those pipes and stuff they got back there. He shouts, he isn't done, it's not over yet. And then that's when Commander Aziz, already slipping on his pimper, runs in to say, I only left you for a second. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. All you gotta do is blink, boom, something happens.
Yeah, so Apollo Crews might need to reconsider who he got standing bodyguard for him.
They should just put almost in Aziz in the ring and just let them duke it out.
I don't know how entertaining that would be, but it would be a sight for sure.
No, it would be very boring. It'd be like watching Great Khali in the ring, just a straight snooze fest, but they don't know what to do with them.
Speaking of someone they don't know what to do with, an Aleister Black vignette appears, with Aleister Black wearing glasses, sitting in a dark room on a throne, reading from a book called Tales of the Dark Father. The first tale is about the dragon, featuring animation of a woman being taken away from the narrator. Black talks about the people watching at home being the monsters, and he is nothing like them. The people at home transform their children into even worse monsters. They should be scorched from the earth to make room for better things.
He's back.
As I don't think they
waiting for this.
I don't think they improved it much, but okay. I mean, he's not in a closet, but it's still the same ethos.
We'll see. Let's just give it a chance. We'll see.
I really thought that Aleister Black, after being on the main roster now, I think this is his third year, maybe fourth year on the main roster. I really thought he would have been in the main event picture and maybe a WWE champion by now, at least once.
Don,
when he came
in, we have you remember this guy named Vince McMahon that runs the show, right? He owns WWE. And he, his right-hand man, Kevin Dunn, you remember them, correct?
Right, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I say more.
Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, they had a lot to say. They're split on who wins between the Alpha Academy and the Mysterios later in the evening. The Street Profits come in for the stare down, but then here is Bayley coming in to mock the tension between both teams. The guys leave, and Bayley talks about her title shot against Bianca Belair at WrestleMania Backlash. She says, Binky trained with her, but now she thinks she doesn't need Bayley. There was no thank you either, because Belair is selfish and spoiled. At WrestleMania Backlash, Bayley is taking back the title in the top spot in the division. But Montez Ford doubles back with his phone in his hand, and he's like, yeah, so Bayley didn't have your name in her mouth today. Like, Bayley.
He is so messy.
And Bianca was like, oh, word? She was like, I'm on the way. So we come back.
Messy.
Come back from commercial. Somebody was like, I think it was Cammy D. It's like, so Montez Ford is a snitch, confirmed.
Even a mess.
So we come back from commercial. Bianca has pulled up on Bayley. And Bayley does a 180 and gives her like a nice congratulations on winning the title. Bayley says that she faced Sasha Banks many times before and she knows how tough she is. Binky is, of course, stunned at how nice that, you know, Bayley was. Bayley leaves only to come back cracking up laughing.
Bayley. I love Bayley. She deserves some time off for carrying SmackDown through the pandemic.
Yeah, the two women power trip. They definitely held it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they held it down for SmackDown, and her business held it down for Raw.
And then the breakup, and then the Sasha and Bayley, you know, separate feud they finally gave us. That was like 3 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, that's one of the better long term stories that WWE has told.
Yeah.
Because that thing was festering for quite a minute, and when everybody was ready for it, they didn't give it to them. They waited and held it off even longer. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio faced off against the Alpha Academy. Dominic sends Gable into the barricade with a sliding sunset bomb and avoids an Otis charge to send him into the announcer's table. The 619, followed by the frog splash from Rey, finishes Chad Gable, and the Mysterios get the win. Looks like they're on a winning streak. Maybe they're going to get the next tag team title shot against the Dirty Dogs.
At WrestleMania Backlash? WrestleMania Backlash. I don't, never mind.
It's an unnecessary title.
It really is.
Because we all know that the last pay-per-view was WrestleMania, so if this next pay-per-view is Backlash, then we just should assume the Backlash is from WrestleMania. You don't have to.
Again, Kevin Dunn. I'm just going to blame everything on him from now on.
Post-match, Cesaro and Daniel Bryan are here. They show respect to the Mysterios and then head to the ring to call out or really wait for Roman's answer for the challenge. Post-break, Cesaro and Daniel Bryan call Roman out for his answer. No Reigns, of course, so they threaten to go to the back and get an answer. Here comes a ticked off Roman Reigns who says the champ issues the challenges around here, and that challenge is to Daniel Bryan for one more title shot next week. Cesaro says Bryan has to take it, but Reigns has one more stipulation. If Bryan loses, he is done on SmackDown. Daniel Bryan accepts, and Michael Cole does the big hype.
So I guess this is how we're going to write Daniel Bryan off the show since he's retiring.
Well, he said he had like a couple more years in him. He didn't. I didn't know.
But isn't his contract up soon? Or no, Triple H's performance contract is up soon.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, this will be. Maybe they realize that they need some power over on Raw, and they might just shift him over there.
If I see Drew versus Bobby Lashley one more time.
You're going to see it at WrestleMania Backlash.
Or Drew versus Randy Orton. I'm tired. I'm tired, Don.
You finna see Braun Strowman and Drew versus Mason T-Bar this Monday night.
Again?
Yeah, again. But this time it's like an official tag team match instead of an impromptu tag team match.
Oh, Jesus. I be feeling bad for you and Mo when y'all got to recap this nonsense.
Last 2 months, it's been pretty rough.
Listen, remember I told you at one point I had stopped because I would record Raw so I could skip through the commercials. And then at one point I said, you know what, I can't do this no more. So I stopped recording. I stopped watching it. And then when it was WrestleMania time, I said, okay, well, it's almost WrestleMania. I'll watch it again. But now I feel like I don't need to watch it. I just keep listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll let you know when it's time to turn it up.
Because it's way more entertaining listening to y'all than watching Kevin Dunn's product on Monday night.
Thank you to everybody who uses the hashtag Rawcast on Monday night. You guys definitely make that show a lot more tolerable than what they're presenting. So getting back to you and watching this AEW, did you watch the episode with Jay versus Red Velvet?
I sure did.
And what do you think about Miss Jade?
I was excited. I said, ooh, this match is so good. I think so. Jade Cargill, she's only been wrestling for a few months. She looks really good in the ring. I see that she trains with Dusty Rhodes. I mean, not Dusty Rhodes. He's not alive. Dustin Rhodes. He's been training with him. Apparently, he's a really good trainer. He looks like he's in great shape, too.
Yeah. He's actually, he's about 30 pounds lighter than he was when he first started wrestling as a, 18-year-old, he said.
Yeah. The gut's gone. He's looking good.
Yeah. Red Velvet is one of their proteges, too. I think QT Marshall trains her. But they all probably get the same training together through Dustin, QT Marshall, all of them.
I'm glad they're giving the women the spotlight on the show again instead of just on that YouTube channel.
Yeah, they've been trying to pick up steam with their women's division. They still don't quite have enough.
Well, I heard that there were some releases in the WWE.
Yeah, but it's going to be out. First, they need to clean up their own women's division they got before they start trying to add some new pieces to it. Because we still haven't seen Big Swole on Dynamite in forever. We haven't seen Nyla Rose in a couple of weeks. Chris Statlander just came back from injury. We haven't seen Thunder Rosa in a couple of weeks since they had that big match with
Britt Baker.
Yeah, Britt Baker. Ivelisse, she got fired because she had some issues with.
She had an attitude problem.
Trainers,
which is a shame because she's really good in the ring, but apparently she just has beef with all these promotions. She's just not professional, I guess. Oh well.
Right. There are some other things that she alleged to going on with some of the training and stuff. So I don't know. It's a dicey situation. But yeah, they got a whole bunch of women that they just. They can't even showcase now on the show that they need to kind of get more into. That was a great match this week between Sheeta and Tay Conti.
On this week's episode. I haven't caught up on this week yet.
Oh, yeah. This week's episode is a women's title match between Sheeta and Tay Conti, which is very good. Give a big shout out to AEW, though, for pushing Tay Conti. It probably was going to be Anna Jay. That's probably going to be right here in this spot, but Anna Jay got hurt, so they positioned Tay Conti, who was running with Anna Jay, into this position, and she has done marvelously, man. She's come up so much from her NXT time, where she was barely on the show, but one of the every time she was on the show, it was like, well, they need to do something with her, but they never really did. But AEW definitely did in this last 2 months or so, and yeah, they had a good ass match.
Yeah, AEW, I'm digging it, and it's a nice break from the hot mess that is Raw.
Yeah, yeah. NXT, Saray, the
yes. So I saw half of Tuesday, and that's the match that I paused. So I'm like, I really want to watch this. But then I started like unpacking and putting furniture together. So I haven't gotten back to around to it. But but you know, Zoe Stark is my girl.
I do.
I like Zoe Stark. So anytime she's got a match, I'm like, I got to watch it.
We're going to be having an appearance by Ted DiBiase coming up in the very near future.
The $1 million Ted DiBiase.
Yep. Because, you know, Cameron
on Grimes. On the NXT cast.
Yeah, Cameron Grimes. He had, there's this thing where he's talking about buying an NFT, and he got outbidded, and the person who outbidded him was Ted DiBiase.
To the moon. I just walk around saying that sometimes. Like, to the moon.
did you like Kyle O'Reilly's choice of
outfit? The new and improved Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, cool Kyle.
Cool Kyle. Yes. He said he got that rat off his back, that weight off his back. He is good now. He Gucci. Kyle, cool Kyle. I like cool Kyle.
Yeah, so you haven't watched it all, so I can't give you no
spoilers. I know, you can't spoil it. I'm gonna finish it today while I'm putting together my desk chair.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Well,
as you do all of those things, how is the new residence coming along? Let's get an update.
It's coming along nicely. Only downside is that I have this neighbor. I don't know if he's to the left of me or to across from me or to the right of me, but he has these coughing fits every day for like 10 minutes straight. And I'm like, I need to get that checked out because I can hear it. And
is there specific time or rhyme or reason to the cough?
Well, this morning it was at like 8:30 in the morning. But then yesterday it was like in the evening. Yeah, and I'm like, bro, are you chain smoking?
He might be smoking on some of the finest of the cheapest cheapest.
Or he's doing meth. I don't know. Okay. It just went from one extreme. I went from chain smoking to meth. I know. 0 to 60.
We see how operating with J to the max goes.
I'm just saying, I just really want him to go get that checked out.
Get it checked out, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And with that said, I'm going to have to get the curtains that like reduce the outside noise, because I really don't want to have to sleep with earplugs.
Also, you have to check out your girl on NXT this week, Indy.
Oh, Indy Hartwell. Look, yeah. I'm trying to be like Indy, okay?
Oh my gosh. She does Candace so dirty.
I'm trying to be, well, not do anybody dirty, but I'm trying to, can I give me a Dexter Lumis? He don't have to say much. I'll talk enough for the both of us.
Oh, gosh.
Me and Dee Dee going to have to fight over him.
Dexter Lumis.
Swoon. See, Dexter is smart. He don't say much. So even on his social media, he don't even put captions up. So it's like, that's good. Because now you don't have to worry about being in hot water for saying something crazy like the rest of these wrestlers. It's actually very smart. Very smart. But I digress.
Well, at this point, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to Mo and Don for sitting through 3 hours of Kevin Dunn's product on Mondays so that I don't have to. And shout out to Ms. Dee Dee, Jonay, the first lady of SmackDown Matters, and to everyone that tweets with us each and every week, thank you. And shout out to me, because I'm here in the flesh and I'm extremely tired, but again, happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Miss J to the Max, once again for joining me here on SmackDown Matters. Thank you to everybody who listens and follows the podcast on Twitter and listens to the podcast every week. We definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you for using the hashtag SmackDown Matters each and every week, as well as the NXT Cast, Dynamite Cast, and Raw Cast as well. Please be sure to check out the Patreon page over at patreon.com/CSPN Media. Check out the extra content we have over there on the Patreon page each and every week. We review AEW Dynamite. You also get to hear candid conversations before and after the podcast that we record. This week, you get a double shot of Mo to the underscore Reese. So check that out. I also want to give a special set of shout outs to the bots in Russia that are picking up the show and giving us lots of listens. We appreciate y'all. Also, the people in Canada. Now, these are actual listens in Canada. There may be some bots in Singapore as well picking us up, but give a shout out to them in Singapore and the people in the United Kingdom who are listening as well. And we appreciate
all worldwide now. Oh, snap.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to the people in Houston that listen. We get a lot of listens from Houston. I was just going through the SoundCloud today. Every once in a while, I kind of see where we're getting listens from. So I just want to. Big shout out. Yeah, Egypt, Belgium. Let's see where
go up. Us.
Brazil, a couple other places. Pakistan, Algeria. Yeah, so you know, we're getting some
listens all over the place. So make sure y'all go ahead and support our sponsors.
Sponsors, yep. Yeah. CSPN.us.
Yes.
Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do some shopping through Amazon because Mother's Day is coming up. So get your mom something and support the podcast at the same time.
Yes.
So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye-bye.
Should be talking about that work I put on you at WrestleMania. And the sad thing is, I told you what was gonna happen. I told the whole world, I say, smash them, stack them, pin them, 1, 2, 3. Look, I say it, they print it, right? And look at the picture, look at the graphic. You the guy on the bottom. He's the bottom. That means you're a loser. And the fact, Cesaro, the fact that you're letting this loser talk for you, that means you're a loser. But you guys, you're not just like, you're not losers to everybody. Everybody else, you're legit. But to me, to the tribal chief, you're losers. You're top tier losers. You're main event losers. You, Brian, you're a WrestleMania main event loser. Cesaro, you're like a casino loser. You're a loser with bad luck. Brian, we don't feel bad for you, man. You're just a stupid loser. Because you're out here running your mouth. You're out here talking smack when you're surrounded by people who want to whoop your ass.